Yes, indeed. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. We're Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, along with you on your local radio station to bring you some sunshine. Well, I don't know if it's going to be sunny today. Hopefully, it's raining. I don't know. Whatever you need. If you need sunshine, we hope you got that. And if you need rain, we hope you're going to be getting that. I'm going to visit a little bit about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They invite you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Yep, right here in the Valentine area. Merritt Reservoir, home of International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and it's home of the Nebraska Star Party. That's coming up midsummer. Check it all out. Visit valentine.org.
And have you ever noticed the hardness of the butter is directly proportionate to the softness of the bread?
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. That's one of Murphy's laws.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Dave Budget sent that to us, and we appreciate the things he sends so much. You can send things, too. Just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And now I'm going to send you somewhere. Check out Tri-State Livestock News, tsln.com. They have the latest stories, sales reports, and updates, and subscribe on the website. And after you do that, you can receive the weekly news that is the latest in the top when it comes to agriculture. Tri-State Livestock News.
It's what ranchers read. So, you know, we do a lot of online shopping these days. We always encourage people to shop local with your local businesses. Sometimes you can't find it there and you need to order it online. Well, this has something to do with the shipping industry.
Okay.
Here's a reply from UPS. Your package is in your city on a truck driven by Mike. It will arrive on your doorstep at 6:27 today. Okay, pretty good.
Okay.
FedEx says your package is coming. You'll get it when we get there. The USPS says, what package? Amazon says, we're already inside your apartment. Check the bathroom. And Facebook says, we know you were thinking about getting a toaster yesterday. Here are 20 ads for toaster ovens. A little technology there for you, I guess.
No kidding. No kidding. Talk about reading our minds. If tomorrow never comes, this is in memory of Adeline Height. If tomorrow never comes, if I knew it would be the last time that I'll see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew it would be the last time that I see you walk out that door, I would give you a hug and a kiss and call you back for one more. If I knew it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would videotape each action and word so I could play them back day after day. If I knew it would be the last time I could spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you would know I do. If I knew it would be the last time I would be there to share your day, well, I'm sure you'll have so many more, so I can just let this one slip away. For surely there's always tomorrow to make up for an oversight, and we always get a second chance to make everything right. There will always be another day to say I love yous, and certainly there's another chance to say our anything I can do. But just in case I might be wrong and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So, if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their last wish. So hold your loved ones close today. Whisper in their ear. Tell them how much you love them and that you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today.
I think I've heard that at some other services for different people. So it's kind of a common one, semi-common one anyway.
It's always poignant.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and then keep listening to this great radio station like Lemon South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM. And that's The Good Stuff.